Representative Paul Tunco is Democrat of New York's 20th District. I'm proud to call him my friend. Paul, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, good doctor.
And it's the nicest thing you're going to hear today from me.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to start by saying I noticed that you've been on some of the recent women's marches or women's march. What did you see the spirit? What were people saying?
Well, I think people are very engaged with the issues. They're pushing very hard to bring people to the polls. It's a lot of women contacting women. They believe that there have been policies that don't respect everybody well enough. And a lot of women were impacted by some of the efforts, or could have been impacted by some of the efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And the fact that, you know, people gathered there for all things from climate change to the Dreamer issue to, you know, women's health care issues, their reproductive rights, just a number of issues that you heard at this march. It was a very, very large crowd in Washington, and we were able to fit that in between meetings with the shutdown and various votes that were taking. Were taken that day, and it was a great opportunity to just run over to the Lincoln Memorial and join these crowds, but tremendously supportive. And they're working very hard to draw women into the arena to run for office. There were hundreds that had filed their name for office with the last march. This year, I think there's some 26,000 women running for some level of government across the country.
Fantastic. I had somebody call me the other day, actually on the air, and say, you know, it's all phony. All these elections are loaded. Forget about registering and voting and all the rest of it. Now, you know, I almost tore my hair out. And in your case, it would be even worse because you've got less.
I wouldn't give as much as you would. So.
But what is that cynicism?
I think basically you have here with the women's movement a number of people getting engaged with the issues, sharing that documentation with families, women and men, who are going to listen to the appropriateness of their cause. And it's going to, I think, turn out a lot of people at the polls. You know, we saw this in Virginia, and we saw it certainly in Alabama. And if you look at Alabama, you would have to, the polls suggest that you would have to credit women, especially women of color, who made a difference for that Alabama race for Senate. And, you know, you saw almost a flip in the leadership in the House in the state of Virginia, to the point where, you know, it came down to drawing a name out of the hat,
right,
where a woman had tied in the outcome a long-term incumbent. And so, you know, there were people in New Jersey who ran, and incumbent senators or state legislators mocked the whole march. And they said, you're going to get home in time to do our dinner. And she saw who was eating dinner. It was Crow. But she ran and beat the incumbent. So I think there's a dynamic out there now that is just speaking to progressive politics and speaking to issues that have been somewhat not addressed well enough. And, you know, people are very much enthusiastic. I think that enthusiasm factor is going to make a big difference in bringing people to the polls. And 2018, as an off-year election year, is incredibly important as folks look to see how Congress will end up, either house, with all this enthusiasm going.
Well, it's interesting that you say enthusiasm, because I know that the generic between do we want Republicans or Democrats in the House is about 5 or 6%, not a lot. Used to be more. Now
I think that'll rise again. It was at 12, in some places 18.
The generic will rise again?
I think so.
But in the meantime, Paul Tunco, we are also seeing those same pollsters showing the, as you just mentioned, the enthusiasm level much higher among Democrats than Republicans. In other words, these elections are won or lost, right, by whether people mm-hmm. get off their behinds and go and vote.
Right. I think what you see, too, is the enthusiasm factor, as you suggest correctly, is higher with the Democrats. But when you look at the more intense voter, the left branch or the right branch of the respective parties, it grows even more.
Paul Ryan's got an opponent out there in Wisconsin, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Do we think it's possible that the Speaker of the House could be beaten?
I think it's very possible. What he has done, I believe his name is Bryce, what Mr. Bryce has done is turned it into a national focus, and he's raising a lot of grassroots support.
Including money?
And translating into a lot of funds for the coffer from very modest contributions. And
sort of Bernie Sanders.
You know, his,
like.
his whole commercial that introduced him to his constituent audience talked about, you know, you come to Wisconsin and do my job, I'll go to D.C. and do yours, suggesting that he's not understanding what it is to, you know, have a flat economy where the middle class is enduring with a flat line on household income and where many people are losing pensions and where salaries have just not increased.
Well, I don't understand how this whole thing is working because we have Trump, who is despised in so many states, that I sense that he may be reconsidering. Now he's sounding reasonable on DACA and some of the other things. Does he see the train coming down the track?
We'll see. Time will tell. I've heard this before where there were promises made or at least agreements, quasi-agreements struck on the Dreamer issue, and then it fell apart. And it's this whole thing of manipulation, playing with the issues in a given moment. And when you get down to the finish line, things can change and change drastically. So I believe it when I see it.
Let's talk about General Electric a little bit. I know that they've been struggling. I know that one of the larger parts of your district is Schenectady, of course. Mm-hmm. Have you been keeping your ear close to that one?
Yeah. Some of the thoughts are that they'll get less and less involved with the power issue, generation issue,
yes,
and more into a financial sector.
Right.
That's frightening because our base in Schenectady has been power generation, you know, turbines and the like. And, you know, some of the efforts there are very concerning because they've been very meaningful jobs. Even with the reduction that we knew from decades ago, it's still a meaningful employer. And we're hoping that we can maintain that. But some of the policies here to get us away from a renewable energy agenda and some of the innovation that is part of the energy economy is dreadfully critical to contracts for jobs here in the States. And hopefully we'll continue to pursue a energy efficiency and renewable energy economy.
So I only got a minute. You're the congressman, of course, from the area. Do you get to call up the big bosses at the GE and say, don't you dare?
Well, yeah, we have talked routinely with the leadership of GE, and we have always spoken forcefully as a member of Energy and Commerce. I've worked closely with them.
We meaning you.
Yeah, and always talking to them about energy policy that will be progressive. And they've been there, you know, we've talked, we fought very hard for the Export-Import Bank, which was very critical to GE, but the Republicans in charge, the majority in the House, played with that issue for a long time so that it translated into a temporary loss, and they went to France to build some of their activity. That's not good. You know, why we would play with an issue that serves everyone from small business to larger industry with an export-import bank that is, you know, replicated around the world, when you pull your benefit of an export-import bank out of the grid, these other countries will use that same sort of attraction to build it, to manufacture in their given country. So even when we got that issue resolved with the vote on the floor, they didn't fill the positions, and there were rules with the Export-Import Bank that you had to have a certain number of a quorum to get things done. So they manipulated the issue again.
My friend Paul Tunko, Democrat of New York's 20th District, guy who I so admire. Thank you so much for being with us, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you.